Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1515, air date November 3rd, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Boz Anega. I'm a proud truth, freedom, and health leader. Today, we're excited to bring to you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from the state of Massachusetts. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Jason Long, Bob Smith, and Dan. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. We'll start with Jason Long. Can you share your journey with us, who you are, and where you're from?
Sure. My name is Jason Long. I am currently here in Boston, Massachusetts. I was born in Georgia and I grew up in New Jersey. I've actually lived in multiple states around the country, Michigan, California, South Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania. I am educated in exercise science. And I've made most of my money, though, cooking. So I've that's a little about me there. I'm also a family man. And like I said, I've actually just moved up here to Massachusetts to help out on this presidential campaign.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jason. And next, we'll move on to Bob. Same question for you. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hi, my name's Bob Smith, and I'm a 71-year-old recent retiree. I was a salesman for almost all of my life, and I live in Dedham, Massachusetts. And now that I'm retired, I'm busier probably than I was when I was working. So I keep active, and part of that is the Truth, Freedom, Health movement.
That's awesome, Bob. Yep, it's work. We're all work. It's all working class people in this movement. And we'll move on to Dan next. Same question for you. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Well, hi, my name is Dan Blake. I live in Reading, Massachusetts. I have a construction background, which I recently retired from. And I've been part of the movement probably since 2017 when I first got into it, when Dr. Shiva ran against Elizabeth Warren. And it's been a pretty intense and interesting ride with him. Pretty fascinating guy.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan. And that's the thing. We're dealing with warrior scholars today that are from the state of Massachusetts, Dr. Shiva's home base. So a lot of you probably go way back as far as your involvement with the movement, which brings us to our second question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? Let's start with you, Jason.
How I first came across the movement was when I was living in Michigan. I had somehow the Fire Fauci campaign that Dr. Shiva and the movement started. I somehow signed that, and I believe that got me connected with the group through videos. Those, I think in Michigan and in Arizona, Dr. Shiva was showing some election malfeasance or at least how the way elections happen, they're ripe for error in both of those states. He was using math that definitely sparked my interest because most politicians, I mean, I come from a world where I've never voted before. I believe they're all corrupt. So I definitely was kind of ignorant in that world, thinking that if I was just not going to do anything politically, that would somehow make a better world for everyone. But that's what really sparked my interest, as someone who was speaking political rhetoric in terms of election, the right for error that is in the election process, it kind of drew me towards the movement a little bit more. I ended up watching some more videos of his on YouTube. I noticed a lot of his videos I had to constantly search his name in the feed. They weren't just put into my feed. So it made me think of the shadow banning. I knew that stuff was real, but I never really experienced it. So it was interesting to see that as well too. But I came across his one of the things that he has invented called Cytosolve. And during that time, while I was at work, this was during the 2020, a lot of people were home due to this. A lot of small businesses were closing down, and some of the people in my work were talking about investing. And I was trying to figure out how to invest in this invention because I saw it as the future. Through this, I kept following his videos. I learned about this open house that he was running, and I attended the open house. A little bit later, in that open house, I learned that there was a program that you could get educated on how to change things. This is our Warrior Scholar program. So I immediately signed up for that program. I learned that we had a leadership and training program because we need real leaders, not these fake leaders. And I signed up for that as well too. And I ended up speaking with Crystal. She's our vice president. I was asking her, what can I do? As I'm someone who is very interested in doing, that's one of the main draws to this movement. Was during that open house, Dr. Shiva had asked one of the volunteers, Heather, a question, can you take care of this for me? And Heather just simply said, yes. So I knew that this place wasn't just about talk, they were about action. And that was the main thing that drove me to this movement, as they're the only movement that can cause real change in the world.
That's awesome. That's inspiring, Jason. Yeah. So it was the election integrity issues that first got your interest. And then you learned that there was a Warrior Scholar program that was teaching people how to build a real movement. And that sparked your interest and you took the course. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we'll move on to Bob Smith next. Same question for you. How did you first get involved with the Truth Freedom Health movement? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of this?
Hey, so, it was a friend of my wife's that told us about Dr. Shiva and the movement. And we tuned in to a couple of his videos. And we were always Republicans, Trumpers. And I always suspected something was a little wrong there. And as soon as we watched those videos, And at the beginning, it had to do with election integrity in Massachusetts. And it was like bingo, you know, like a light went off. And I said, I'm in. I didn't really have to think about it. It just, we jumped right in. You know, it's objectivity and it's science without the ideological slant, you know. And we always had this feeling of helplessness, like, well, what can I do? I can't do anything about it. So now the movement's given us a sense of empowerment, like, all right, we're doing something. It may not be huge, but, you know, a lot of people doing a little something adds up. So that's how we feel about it now, and it is, we feel better about it. It's empowering that now we're helping to make some change, and I'm going to keep doing it.
That's awesome. Thanks. Thank you, Bob. And yeah, it's not about one person, you know, doing everything on their own. We're all contributing our part into creating a wave of consciousness throughout the country and throughout the world as a whole. We're creating leaders in every single state. And collectively, it's all of us that actually, you know, create a phase transition in the consciousness of this country. And so that's awesome. Thank you so much, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll move on to Dan next. Same question for you. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, I got involved in the beginning because he was an outsider running against the, you know, the Uniparty, so to speak. And he was running against Elizabeth Warren. And I can't really stand the Democratic Party because I've been in a union for close to 40 years, and they always supported the Democrats. And they really don't do anything for you, especially in Massachusetts. They say they do, but they never do a damn thing for you. And then he decided he was going to run against him and run for the Senate again. And what I did is he was doing bus tours all over the state of Massachusetts. And I went up to Newburyport where he was. He had a bus tour there. And I introduced myself and met him. And then, you know, nothing was really revolving at the time with him. But he just kept on doing those tours, meeting people, and exposing himself to the public. And then he started doing videos. And I started watching the videos. And all going through this process, he was doing marches. We were doing standouts. He would do them in the Boston Common. You know, there'd be at least a couple hundred people there sometimes, sometimes more, sometimes less. We were doing marches up and down Tremont Street in Boston, all through Government Center. So I was a big part of that. I must have been in, I don't know, at least 20 or 30 of those marches, which was phenomenal to see all the people that we came out and support him. And from there, like I said, I kept just watching those videos. When he first put out the videos, I must have watched like every one of them for the first year. It was just amazing how that was going on. What happened was I lost my train of thought. What?
Dinner.
Yeah, okay. So I just kept plugging away. And when he started to run for Senate, I took the lead and handed out like a couple hundred thousand of those cards. You know, that's quite a bit. Nobody was even close to that. There might have been some people that did 20,000, 30,000. But I took 3 months off, 4 months off of work just to go out and hand cards, because I really wanted to get him in office. And what happened was, you know, they basically shafted him with the Senate by using the computers with the weighted race feature. And, you know, it was a big disappointment for everybody that supported him. You know, because there was a lot of people that supported him, especially on that Senate run, and I really wanted him to get into the Senate. But you know, they, like they said earlier, somebody said earlier, I think it was Crystal. You know, it's more of a selection than anything else, especially in Massachusetts. So, and that's how I really get. And as far as the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement, it wasn't really established at that time. It was basically in the infant stages, and then I just jumped in. I watched all those videos, especially on health, and, you know, I kind of knew the information inside and out, especially with the system, you know, so, and that's how I got involved.
That's awesome, Dan. And, you know, I mean, the impact of that campaign, you know, that Senate campaign in Massachusetts is incredible. You know, when I was collecting signatures, it's impossible to, you know, it's just the number of people that said, oh, the guy with the bus, you know, I mean, everyone saw that. It had a huge impact in Massachusetts. It had a huge impact in Cambridge. And I mean, when you realize that they do rig these elections, that you realize that you're not going to win on their battlefield. You have to build your own movement. You have to get involved yourself. You have to take initiative. And so I'm really glad that you took initiative and got involved in Massachusetts. And we'll close off with a final question for everybody, which is, what role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference currently? We'll start with you, Jason.
So the current role I play in the movement is I wear a variety of hats. One, I'm the National Volunteer Coordinator for Shoot for President. So with that, what I'll do is reach out to the thousands of volunteers who wanted to help out on the Shiva for President campaign. And then I was welcomed them, helped onboard them, and then I routed them to all of our state leaders that we have around the nation. Also, every Saturday, I help facilitate and open the Shiva for President meeting. This meeting, we introduce the new volunteers, we go over our mission at hand, and then we do some Q&As, as it's a great way to get people going and get them active in their community. They can also come and meet other like-minded people there and tell a little bit about themselves and what brought them to the movement, much like we're doing here. Some other activities that I currently do right now too, is I am right here at headquarters. Like I said, was never political. Personally, I fell into the bucket of not left, not right, not one of those extremists, but more into the bucket of apathetic. And again, probably the bucket of 70% of Americans, because they don't vote either. I ended up going off the grid, quote unquote, thinking, you know, building off the grid societies, thinking this was the answer. So realizing that I knew nothing, as I started to learn more about what we're doing here at truthfreedomhealth.com, I decided to come here and help out on the Senate campaign, but we just ended up actually running for president. So in it, I went all in, and like I said, I help out on the Shoot for President campaign. In many ways, even after the National Volunteer Coordinator, as I helped collect signatures here in Massachusetts, Bazin helped us out too. Bob helped us out. What we had was 10 days to collect 20,000 signatures to get them on the ballot. Dr. Shiva organized everyone, and we did a bunch of tracking to make sure we were hitting our goals in each area. Within that, I think personally, I collected, I don't know how many thousands of signatures. Many other people, they also hit and extended their goals as well too. I know Bazin was one, Hunter was another one. We had multiple volunteers like Bob helping out. We had Joe, we had Ken helping collect signatures. Also volunteer Margot, she was getting signatures for us too. We had Molly. And again, these are just the ones that are coming off to the top of my head here. As hit this goal of 20,000 signatures, which most people thought was completely unattainable. But again, Dr. Shiva's master at this. He's done this before. We just did what he said, you know, and we all, like I said, it beat our goals. We actually collected, I think, near 20,000 signatures. So we went well and beyond that. And actually, the best part was I was part of bringing these signatures, not only to this, because it's pretty complicated here in Massachusetts. We have to go and collect the signatures. We have to have them. We have the petition sheets with the names of the states or the names of the cities at the bottom, and we have to have each person who lives in each city sign that once. We had multiple sheets sometimes collecting this, but not only with that, we had to deliver them to each one of these towns, and then they had to certify them. After that, we would then bring them to the Secretary of State to get them. I brought them to the Secretary of State, and who was that guy? fake independent Chase Oliver, who has millions of dollars. He had his volunteers there, paid volunteers, most likely, as we've done this all volunteer effort and, you know, with limited funds. The Secretary of State, this was the final tally, auditorily gave me the number of signatures we had. Those two volunteers for Chase Oliver's, their jaw just dropped. They couldn't believe what we did just with our volunteer here. Not as who knows, I don't know if Chase Oliver's on, but again, they were just in this world. That right there was just good enough for me to watch the look on these their quote unquote volunteers' faces. So again, I got to help out in that section of things too, in terms of the process of not only just collecting the signatures, but actually get them certified and then get them counted. As Dr. Shiva and the volunteers here, we did something pretty awesome getting them on the ballot. As his name is on there, this is the main thing that these elites, they don't want, and their whole crew, is they don't want the real first level of election fraud starts with the visibility. And him getting his name on that ballot, you know, again, being the National Volunteer Coordinator, we would have people come to, or they would sign up for Shiva for president because they saw his name. They're, oh, who's this guy? They want to know more about Dr. Shiva. So this is one of the first levels of election fraud, is who gets visibility. So us being able to get on the ballot in these states, not only Massachusetts, a pretty amazing thing. Also some of the
he's listed first. He isn't his Dr. Shiva's name is first on the ballot for president in the state of Massachusetts. And that took an amazing amount of work. I was there. We spent a whole night sorting these petition sheets by county, and then we had to do this whole operation where we're mailing them off and to individual county offices. So it was an incredible effort, and you've done an incredible amount of work, Jason. You're a real leader for Massachusetts and the whole campaign as a whole. So that's highly inspiring. Thank you so much, Jason, for all your work. And we'll move on to Bob for the same question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, so I do a variety of things right now. Occasionally the Foundation of Systems course, and of course the ballot signature collection was big. I started out collecting a bunch of signatures, and that was pretty interesting in itself, just interacting with people, quite a variety of reactions. And then moved into just kind of coordinating things. I'm local to the headquarters, so I'd go in and help out Jason and Dr. Shiva do different things, and it's a lot of it's grunt work, and you saw it, Boz, and all the tables set up in the big room, sorting out the ballot signature sheets. And there's a lot of that grunt work involved that needs to be done. And we took care of it, and it worked. And my wife and I are electors. And we get the votes, we'll be voting for Dr. Shiva. There's other miscellaneous activities over at headquarters in Cambridge that we go over and help out with. I try to keep in mind 20 minutes a day, you know, thinking, all right, our forefathers gave their lives and their fortunes. Can I average 20 minutes a day doing something? And I try to keep that in mind. So that's something I think about. All right, what more can I do? And you know, what kind of different things can I help out with? And lastly, I do want to give a shout out to all the volunteers that collected the signatures, especially Jason. They did a great job, really outdid themselves to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. And it's exciting to see him at the top of the ballot.
Yeah, it's probably the hardest state in the whole country to get on the ballot in. And if I'm not mistaken, you're the campaign manager, right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I wear a bunch of different hats. So, I try to do whatever I can, you know. that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob, for all your hard work. As a retiree, you're doing a lot of work and a lot of service for your communities. So thank you. And we'll move on to Dan for the final question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, I started out with a core group of people, Sandy, Jerry, Teresa. They were all part of the Senate campaign. And I've worked with them on multiple occasions, and I still do. The group isn't as tight as it used to be for various reasons, but I still work with them. I work in the beginning when the signature campaign, I work with Jerry, and we would go out and get signatures all around through his neighborhood in Concord, you know, Sudbury, Wayland, and those surrounding towns around there. And then time kind of got restrained on me. And what I started doing, what I was really good at was the passing out the cards. And that's what I was continuing to do. And more or less, that's predominantly what I've been doing. I haven't been doing so much lately because I have a really bad hand that's going to probably need to be worked on. But other than that, that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. Thank you for your work, Dan. And the cards that Dan is talking about are those Save Yourself cards that tell people to vote or write in Dr. Shiva that we're handing out all over the country. We've gotten a huge number of these cards out, and we encourage everyone in the audience to start handing them out, to get it off the plantation and start getting people to vote for one of us for president. And the thing is, we need to redefine what winning is. It's not about winning this election. As everyone's stories have told you, we all know how they rig elections. Elections are selections. It's not about winning on their battlefield. It's about us building a movement ourselves. It's about us getting off the plantation and voting for one of us. Every time we vote, a vote for Dr. Shiva is a vote for one of us. We win when we vote for Dr. Shiva. So we need to redefine what winning is here. And that's why we're encouraging everyone to start handing out those cards. There's a very limited amount of time until Election Day. There's only 2 days left. You can get these cards at vashiva.com/cards. Think they're at shivaforpresident.com/downloads. You can find the cards. And you can start handing them out in your community. So thank you to all our Warrior Scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring others today. And thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for President. To take the next steps, visit shattertheswarm.com to find out how the few control the many. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. Next step, take the Warrior Scholar program to learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead others. 4, join our town hall. Every Thursday, we host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva directly. And then you can get your country's card. This movement isn't exclusive to the United States. This is a worldwide bottoms-up movement. So you can head over to vashiva.com/cards to get a card in your language that represents your country. We've got cards in just about every language you can think of, telling people to save themselves and to become part of the movement. You know, that graph on the back of the card shows a graph of cost of living going up and lifespan going down. And that's the result of the swarm's actions. And it takes a bottoms-up movement to break that trend. And that QR code takes people to the Shatter the Swarm video, which will teach people about these systems dynamics the elites use to exploit us and how building a bottoms-up movement is the solution to that. With that said, together, everyone, will continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being a part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future.
All right. Thank you, Bazin.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system. a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors were blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid,
studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There is a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.